We take a trip back in time now. 100 years ago, in January 1919, the US Congress ratified an amendment to the US Constitution that forbid the manufacture, sale, or transportation of alcohol. And so began a disastrous social experiment known as Prohibition. Why did the USA ban alcohol?
In the 19th century, American men were seen as problem drinkers, especially in the eyes of American women. The average man drank 25 to 45 liters of pure alcohol in a year, compared to 9 today. Women, who led the prohibition movement, argued this was a cause of domestic violence and poverty. With its Puritan religious origins, the U.S. was receptive to the idea of prohibition, and in 1919, the 18th Amendment banned the sale and transportation of alcohol in the country.
So, did the ban on alcohol work?
No. America's traditional saloon bars closed, but were rapidly replaced by a new type of bar, the illegal speakeasy, which required a password to access. While few women would ever have entered a saloon, speakeasies were mixed and had a very different atmosphere. Often they had live music and dancing, opening the way to an exciting new social concept, dating. This was the Roaring Twenties, after all. Soon there were 32,000 speakeasies in New York alone.
Where did the illegal alcohol come from?
Most of it came from inside the USA itself. Between 1920 and 1930, the federal authorities seized 1.6 million illegal alcohol distilleries. Some were industrial-sized plants that could make hundreds of gallons of alcohol a day, but most were tiny operations. In New York, for example, the mafia paid ordinary people $15 a day, about $230 today, to distill alcohol for it at home in their kitchens. Most was very poor quality, so there was a big market for alcohol smuggled in by boat from Canada, Ireland, and Britain. The most famous of these maritime rum runners was Bill McCoy, whose reputation for only selling high-quality alcohols gave the English language the expression, "the real McCoy," to signify something genuine.
What was the bad alcohol like?
Put it this way. Cocktails are a prohibition phenomenon because adding juices helped disguise the bad taste of much of the alcohol. The worst alcohols caused blindness, paralysis, and around 50,000 deaths. In 1930, a pair of Boston men created a drink called Ginger Jake that alone resulted in around 100,000 cases of paralysis.
Who profited from illegal alcohol?
Organized crime. Minor local gangs that had specialized in prostitution and gambling suddenly became the masters of the alcohol business. This made them rich and powerful, with legions of corrupt policemen and politicians under their control. Chicago's Al Capone, for example, was making up to $100 million a year, $1.3 billion in today's money. At one time, he owned 10,000 speakeasies in the city. In fact, Prohibition basically created the mafia.
What remains of Prohibition today?
Prohibition ended on the national level in 1933, but some states maintained it for decades after. The last state to abandon it was Mississippi in 1966. Even now, it still exists at a local level in many places. About 16 million Americans still live in dry counties, mostly situated in the South, while many more live in places with restrictions on the types of alcohol that can be sold.